State Farm. This is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica, Jerry Newman. Does State Farm offer more discounts to more drivers?
Yep, like the good driver discount.
So it's for good but not great drivers?
No, Jerry. There's also the multi-line discount.
For calling from multiple lines while driving.
You should never use a phone while driving.
I only make calls from my car when I'm stuck in a ditch or something.
Are you in a ditch?
Yes, I am.
State Farm offers more discounts to more drivers than any other insurance company. Get to a better state.
Give me a call. Your good neighbor State Farm agent, Susan Casper, at 659-5678.
Rich is just a really, really, really good guy. The term good egg isn't enough to describe him. He's also certified organic and free range. Rich puts the cap back on everything. The toothpaste, the olive oil, the shampoo, everything. He lets his 10-year-old nephew beat him at virtual tennis, even though he can straight-up slay his 10-year-old nephew in virtual tennis. When the toilet paper is running low, Rich replaces the roll on the actual holder, not just on the back of the toilet. Rich is texting and driving. Rich? No. What are you doing, Rich? I was just telling everyone how great you are. Texting and driving makes good people look bad. Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
When you need to know.
I feel like what Chris is doing is trying to capitalize a little bit more on Frankfort as a destination place that's close to Indianapolis and close to Lafayette. And I think one of the most exciting aspects of that is the Prairie Creek Park venue. And just the whole idea of bringing events to downtown Frankfort, getting people out of their house, getting them down to the square, which is lovely.
On the air first when seconds count.
It's somewhat similar, but different. The difference is it's contained. It was in a building where RNA was outside. So all this is contained inside the building, which makes it a little rougher, harder to extinguish.
The news team you've come to depend on.
We've been so impressed with the show of support from our whole community. And that's really important. It's been important from the beginning that this be a grassroots effort.
WILO.
The more that improve buildings, make them look good, then the people will come in.
On the air first from your official weather station, WILO.
Do you know someone who is a true community hero? Someone who has made a true difference and has a true passion for making Clinton County a better place to live? If so, here is your chance to help them get recognized. Get your nomination form at WILO. Frankfort Main Street or Frankfort Community Public Library and return to the same locations. To be eligible, they must be a Clinton County resident and there is no age limit. The Community Hero brought to you by Frankfort's Unified Neighborhoods and your home for classic hits, WILO.
WILO and Casper Media are members of the exclusive International Broadcasters Idea Bank. Casper Media and 99 other broadcasters from around the world come together to trade ideas on how to better serve our communities and our listeners. A member of the International Broadcasters Idea Bank since 1991, Casper Media has hosted the Idea Bank convention throughout the years. Casper Media and Idea Bank, constantly working to better serve you. Depend on WILO.
And welcome back to Inside the Huddle, sponsored by State Farm Insurance Agents Susan Casper and Tony Theofanis. I'm your host, Ken Hartman. We're going to get to the high school football results here shortly from last night. But before we do, we pre-taped an interview yesterday with Frankfort High School cross-country coach Tim Galati, along with three of their runners who finished in the top nine of the Sagamore Conference meet last week. And they're currently getting ready for sectional action this morning in Elver and Lafayette. So we're going to go ahead and play the interview now. Here's the interview with the Tim Galati and the cross-country runners from Frankfort.
We're here with Frankfort cross-country boys coach Tim Galati, along with Hugo Hernandez, Josue Bautista Ventura, and Brian Longoria Roca. Guys, good morning. How you doing?
Doing all right.
Yeah,
doing good. I'm doing pretty good.
Okay. How does it feel to be known as conference champions? This is the first time we've had that since 2013.
Best feeling ever.
Was it a little surprising to you, or did you think you had enough depth in order to get, and everybody ran well enough to go ahead and get through?
I thought we could win.
Mm-hmm. With confidence. Yeah, we had no doubt about it, for sure.
Yeah. This way, how about you?
I thought with like all the hard work that we put into it, I really thought we could win.
So Tim, were you a little surprised, or were you? I know it was a goal of yours at the beginning of the year to go ahead and get to do that.
Definitely not surprised, just because we knew we were definitely going to be in the hunt ahead of time. One thing I always do before any of the championship meets is we look at everybody's PRs from the whole conference, in this case of that meet, and then kind of do like a mock scoring of the meet. And we knew based on that, based on our PRs, our personal records, compared to the other teams, that we, on paper, should be the first place team. Of course, you have to do it. It doesn't matter what's on paper. So as long as we, you know, ran with confidence, ran up to our ability levels, we knew we should be able to pull it off. And actually, we ended up scoring less points, which is a good thing in cross country, than we actually thought we would have on paper, just showing that we had an even better race than we thought we would have had originally.
You know, and I think what's impressive, I mean, the three guys we got in here are all in the top nine. So that's got to be really a good feeling for you guys.
Yeah, first top 12 are considered first team all conference. Used to be only a top 10. So even with that in mind, to have three guys that are first team all conference, that's obviously going to set your team up for pretty good performance. On top of having our next two runners being second team all conference runners.
Yeah. So of course we're doing this before tomorrow's sectional. So I know the goal is to get out of sectional individually and as a team. So what do you guys have to do? Because we're having a little change in the weather. So how does that change your guys' mindset going into tomorrow?
Honestly, I don't think it's that bad. I mean, sure, it'll be a little bit colder, but I don't really think it's going to have much of an effect on our performance.
Do you guys prefer to run a little bit colder or a little bit warmer weather?
A little bit colder, I suggest. Because when it's warmer, you feel more like dehydrated, or like if you didn't get enough liquids in you.
So what you're saying, it's kind of hard to sustain what you had going in if it's a little bit on the warm side.
Yeah.
So I take it you guys are really confident and feel really good about tomorrow.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
We're definitely advancing on to raising us as a team, like we've done, you know, years.
Yeah.
So yeah, no doubt. You know, I'm confident with my teams. I know they do it well. I'll do well, and I try to do my best.
I know the conference championship was won, of course, doing well in sectionals, and regionals another one. Are you guys just taking it one meet at a time, one week at a time, or are you kind of taking a peek ahead and saying, this looks like this could be good down the line for us?
I'll go ahead and answer that. based on, again, teams we've already seen, like we've already have raced against who probably will be the top teams from the upcoming regional meet coming from Benton Central sectional, and I mean, quite honestly, we haven't really had any major competition from that sectional as far as what we've seen up to this point. And, you know, obviously you want to, you know, take one meet at a time, but at the same time, our focus and our tapering and everything is more to have our best performances at regionals and semi-state. You know, we didn't really back off that much for sectionals or even conference for that matter versus what we're going to be doing in the coming weeks. So our training is looking ahead to do well at regionals and semi-state. But obviously mentally, you know, we got to take care of business tomorrow before we worry about that.
Yeah. Does it help that you guys are going to be in the same track or area for now for a couple of weeks? Does that help you out?
Actually, we're not.
We're not.
Yeah, we have to go to Benton Central for regionals because they double booked the amphitheater. I think because IHSA pushed back the schedule a week because they have to do that every few years. And so I'm assuming what happened was the amphitheater or Harrison or both didn't realize that was happening, so they booked something during what would have been regionals instead of what would have been semi-state when we're not there. So actually, we got to go to Benton Central, but you know, assuming we do move on to regionals, we are actually going to be practicing at the course on Wednesday at Penn Central's course. So at least we'll get to see it ahead of time and run a little bit on it.
I was going to say, the last thing I saw is that it had everything over here or at the amphitheater for a while. That's why.
I think we still had it. We didn't know that it was changing until about a week or two ago, but then they let everybody know about that.
So, how would it feel to you guys to bring home something that probably hasn't been done here in a long time, like maybe a trip to state or a state title or, you know, more regional titles? How would that feel for you guys?
Gotta be honest, shocked that we would do that, because when was the last time we won as a team?
Last time we won sectionals was 1976, but last time we were at state was 2008, mm-hmm. And then we've never had a regional championship.
Yeah. 2013 was the last time you won a conference, so that's got to make you feel really good, and it's a nice way for all you guys to go in, another added little confidence boost going in, I take it, for you guys.
Yeah.
So, what would be... Yeah, what are you hoping for tomorrow? Give me your ultimate thoughts for tomorrow.
Well, I want to run the times that I plan to run. Mm-hmm.
and to move on to regionals.
I'm hoping that the none of us choke or start off a little too fast or too slow or get caught, and just have a mindset ready to race.
Hugo, what's your mindset for tomorrow?
I just want to keep up with one of the top runners at West Lafayette and Harrison. And I'm also focused on trying to get a PR, get out of the 16, mid-16s, try to get in the low 16s.
Now, is your guys' times going down right now as it should be towards this time of year?
Yeah. Tapering all that, we should be getting better times, faster times.
You know, and the other thing of it is you guys have got some other kids besides you three that have really helped you guys out a little bit this year, haven't they?
Yeah.
Tim, what about the rest of your kids? Some of your younger kids that didn't quite get to the top 10, but did real well at conference.
We had Daniel Pritchett just barely missed being first team at conference. He was 13th place, and I don't know if you realize it or not, but he was only 1 second away from being all conference. So he was right there, but he's only a freshman, and he was the second best freshman in the race. So obviously, future will be pretty bright if he keeps doing what he should be doing from year to year. Christian, he ended up, I think, 15th or 16th. But in either case, second team all-conference, which is what he was also last year, so he maintained that. He's just been progressively getting better and better and better, and he's definitely where he was a year ago right now. So with those two guys helping us out in our top five and hopefully continuing to get better, I mean, that may also improve our standing in the sectional where we kind of think, we should be probably fourth, but, we may catch up a third-place team if we do keep, with our improvement like we've been doing. And we also have two other freshmen that have been varsity for us for pretty much every meet, and that was Angel and Mario. Both of those guys are freshmen still, holding their own and doing pretty well and getting valuable experience for the future because they will be guys we're going to be depending on next year when we do lose, two of our seniors that are here with us right now. So those two guys will be stepping up to maybe help complete our top five and, we'll be contributing to the team for sure then, just like they are already this year.
Now, do the girls run first tomorrow?
The boys do. Boys at 10 o'clock. Yeah.
Then about, 11 for the girls?
10:40, I think.
Okay. And even though we don't have any of the girls here, you are expecting some pretty good things out of them for tomorrow.
Yeah. Earlier this year, our girls' team did win the county meet. And usually, just like with the boys' teams, if you can beat everyone in the county, pretty good chance you should be moving on to the regional. So we did that. Clinton Prairie could be pretty close to us still because they do have a really strong top two runners on their team. So that could come into account. But still, on paper, again, doing like a – talk about what we did for the conference meet, looking at all the team's PRs, where we're at. The girls should be in the top five, assuming all goes as it should anyways. So we definitely have a legitimate shot of making out for the first time as a team to regionals for the girls since 2013. So it's been 6 years since we had a team make it. We had four individuals make it last year, but not a full team. So it would be great for them to be able to pull that off tomorrow.
All right, guys. Anything else you want to add before I turn you all loose? Just ready to run like crazy and have a lot of success tomorrow.
Heck yeah. yeah, I'm ready.
All right. Guys, thanks very much. Best of luck to you tomorrow and best of luck to you the rest of the season, okay?
All right, thanks.
All right, thanks very much. Appreciate it.
That was Frankfort High School cross-country coach Tim Galati along with three of the runners that finished in the top nine at the conference. That was Hugo Hernandez, Brian Longoria-Roca, along with Josue Bautista Ventura. We're going to take a break right now, and we'll get all of the high school football scores from last night. You're listening to the Inside the Huddle, sponsored by State Farm Insurance agents Susan Casper and Tony Theofanis.
As an 18-year-old, I let my mistakes kind of take over my life. I was 0.5 credits away from completing high school, and I didn't do it.
10 years later, at age 28, Jackie finished her high school diploma.
When I found out that I was pregnant, I know that I had to do something for myself if I wanted to make her a better person and provide a better life for her. My family never stopped pushing for me to be better because they knew what I could become and who I could become as a person. My support team is amazing. The educational director, my sister, and even my 7-year-old daughter has just been more than the support that I could ask for. I've been given an opportunity, and I'm just thankful for it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Your free local online newspaper, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, is your number one resource for information as you need it. Right at your fingertips, we have news, weather, sports, obituaries, the WILO program schedule, over 40,000 community photos, online surveys, community events, and WILO TV archives. Plus, click on the info tab to find out how you can contact your local and state representative. Find out what the buzz is all about, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com.
Life insurance is one of those subjects that make people want to change the subject, rather than admit they probably don't have enough. That's why State Farm agent Susan Casper in Frankfort focuses on how the benefits of life insurance actually live on by asking people to think in terms of life without having to sell the house insurance, or life without having to give up college insurance. Find out how the benefits of life insurance can live on with your family. Call State Farm agent Susan Casper in Frankfort at 765-659-5678 and put the life back in life insurance.
Do you know someone who is a true community hero? Someone who has made a true difference and has a true passion for making Clinton County a better place to live? If so, here is your chance to help them get recognized. Get your nomination form at WILO, Frankfort Main Street, or Frankfort Community Public Library and return to the same locations. To be eligible, they must be a Clinton County resident and there is no age limit. The Community Hero brought to you by Frankfort's Unified Neighborhoods and your home for classic hits, WILO.
WILO and Casper Media are members of the exclusive International Broadcasters Idea Bank. Casper Media and 99 other broadcasters from around the world come together to trade ideas on how to better serve our communities and our listeners. A member of the International Broadcasters Idea Bank since 1991, Casper Media has hosted the Idea Bank convention throughout the years. Casper Media and Idea Bank, constantly working to better serve you. Depend on WILO.
Welcome back to Inside the Huddle, sponsored by State Farm Insurance agents Susan Casper and Tony Theofanis. I'm your host, Ken Hartman. We got about 12 minutes or so left in the program today, so if anybody wants to have a phone call or conversation, 659-3338, 1-800-447-4463. Give us a call and we'll discuss anything you want to talk about. We really haven't gotten to all the high school football scores from last night. We just took care of the ones locally, but we'll go ahead and take care of all of them right now. In the Sagamore last night, as we said earlier, was North Montgomery over Frankfort 41-0. Tri-West shut out Crawfordsville 40-0. It was Western Boone over Danville 20-14, and Lebanon defeated Southmont 30-6. Of course, next week, the big game, at least from around here's standpoint, is both Frankfort and Crawfordsville get together in Crawfordsville next Friday night. Neither team has won a game this year, and as we said earlier, they're very similar in lots of ways. Crawfordsville scored 44 points this year. Frankfort scored 36. Frankfort's given up 354 points, and Crawfordsville given up 350. And whichever team wins this game is going to break a very long losing streak. Crawfordsville's lost 9 in a row. Matter of fact, their last win was against Frankfort. And the Hot Dogs have lost 19 in a row, so it'll be really good to see if they can get a win next Friday night over at Crawfordsville before the postseason starts. Hoosier Heartland last night, the division, the conference title was decided when Eastern defeated Sheridan 31-6 last night over at Eastern. Eastern's now 8-0 overall, 6-0 in the league. Sheridan fell to 5-3 overall and 5-1 in the league. Elsewhere last night, as we talked about earlier, the game we had here on WILO last night, it was Clinton Prairie over Carroll 48-15. Delphi got back on track as they defeated Clinton Central by a score of 19-6. Tri-Central shut out Taylor by a score of 47-0 in our game next week here on these various stations is Eastern at Clinton Prairie. Game time is 7 o'clock tomorrow night. I should say Friday, next Friday night, I'm sorry. Over in the Hoosier Conference last night, it was Central Catholic over Benton Central, 52-7. I believe that's the third or fourth straight win now for Central Catholic, is now 5-3 on the year. Cass shut out Hamilton Heights 44-0. Rensselaer did the same to Northwestern by a score of 51-0. West Lafayette defeated Twin Lakes 48-7, and Western defeated Tipton by a score of 46-12. So what this does is that what they do in the Hoosier Conference, they have a place playoff for their last week of the season. They have first through ninth taken care of here next week. So next week for the championship of the whole conference. It's Cass at West Lafayette. Both teams are 7-1. And they've already met once this year, and West Lafayette won fairly handily in that game. For third, it'll be Western at Lafayette Central Catholic. For fifth, it'll be Tipton at Rensselaer. For seventh, it'll be Hamilton Heights at Twin Lakes. And for ninth place, it'll be Northwestern at Benton Central. And there again, we're looking at two teams that haven't won a game yet this year. Northwestern has scored 41 points. Benton Central scored 55. Benton Central's given up 453 points this year. That's over 100 more than what Northwestern's given up, at 352. And then again, here we are for loss streaks. Both teams get a break one next week. Northwestern's lost 9 in a row, and Benton Central's lost 19 in a row. So that's next Friday night for those two teams. So that's our high school action from last night. A couple other scores real quick from last night. Attica shut out North Central by a score of 54-0. It was Covington over Tri-County, 55-14. Harrison defeated Kokomo, 51-0. It was Lafayette-Jeff. They keep running around. They're pretty good this year. That's the only team that's beaten West Lafayette to this point this year. Lafayette-Jeff defeated Logansport, 63-14. Last night, McCutcheon shut out Muncie Central, 35-0. North Newton defeated North White by a score of 50-7. North Vermillion shut out Fountain Central, 56-0. Pioneer defeated Culver, 52-12. Seeker defeated South Vermillion, 34-14. Going down here real quick, Winnemac defeated Caston last night by a score of 48-6. That's our high school stuff from last night. As we said, next Friday night we'll have Eastern at Clinton Prairie. Kickoff time is at 7 o'clock for that game the next week. And then on WILO, or I should say Shine 99 TV next week, we'll have our game with Sheridan, and I got to figure out who they're playing next week. Sheridan is hosting Carroll next week. Kickoff for that game is at 7 o'clock. So the Cougars will try and rebound from their loss last night to Clinton Prairie. We got about 7 minutes left in the show. We've got a couple other things we need to catch up on here. Cubs are still deciding on who their next manager is going to be. The club has interviewed Will Venable, former Marlins and Yankees manager Joe Girardi, along with Chicago Cubs catcher David Ross this week. Bench coach Mark Loretta was interviewed last week. Personally, I think this is Girardi's job to take it or leave it, basically. I think he definitely has said he wants to get back into managing, and I think he'd be probably a pretty good choice for the Cubs. Mark Loretta, don't be surprised if he gets a good crack at that job as well. College football action today involving our schools here in the area. And I got to look at some other sheets here. Purdue and Indiana got homecoming games today. The 1-4 Boilermakers welcome Maryland, while the 3-2 Hoosiers play host to Rutgers. Rutgers and Indiana, Purdue and Indiana are both 0-2 in the league. So that'll be interesting to see what happens when those two teams get together. So, also, there's what I'm looking for. I buried my sheets. That's not a good thing. Both Purdue and Maryland start at noon, along with Indiana Rutgers. They start at noon. Also at noon today is a game I think it's going to be kind of interesting, though a lot of people may not think it's going to be as close. Michigan's at Illinois. I find this interesting from the standpoint I got a top 10 list here of coaches who are on the hot seat. Both Jim Harbaugh at Michigan and Lovie Smith at Illinois are both on the hot seat here, and I'd say justifiably so. So that game starts at noon today. Other Big Ten games today are a little bit later on in the afternoon, as you're going to have Michigan State at Wisconsin. That game starts at 3:30 this afternoon. A couple of night games tonight has Penn State at Iowa on ABC, and then Nebraska is at Minnesota. The Gophers are still undefeated yet, as they're still moving right on along. Another game involving one of our state schools is USC is at Notre Dame this evening. Kickoff, I think, at South Bend, and I think it's at 7:30, or is that this afternoon? I have to go ahead and... Yep, 7:30 tonight on NBC is USC at Notre Dame, so that should be interesting as well. So those games, also some other games of note today from the college football world, the Red River Rivalry down in Dallas today is Oklahoma, who's ranked 6th, plays number 11 Texas. That game's on Fox starting at noon. Another couple big games today finds Alabama at Texas A&M. I don't think the game will be quite as close as some people may think. The game's at 3:30 on CBS. I think Alabama will roll pretty easily in that. On ABC at 3:30, you got Florida State at number 2, Clemson. Clemson will be interesting to see how they've rebounded after they had a week off after they struggled to beat North Carolina 2 weeks ago. So it's going to be interesting to see how that game pans out. Also, another very interesting game tonight, and the big one down in Baton Rouge tonight, has number 5 LSU hosting number 7 Florida. That game's on ESPN tonight, 8 o'clock kickoff down in it at Baton Rouge tonight. So that will be very interesting as well. Found something very interesting this week, and this is something I'm not real sure where these people are going with it, but of course, this discussion regarding youth football and everything else and where it's going and everything else. But everybody seems to be having fun when the kids, a new public service announcement, are just playing football until one boy is thrown to the ground and the background music turns ominous and the coach starts handing out cigarettes. Yes, I said cigarettes. Quote here, tackle football is like smoking, a youthful voice says, and as a smiley, motherly type lights a cigarette for one of the preteen players, the younger I start, the longer I'm exposed to danger. Tackle Can Wait is a part of a campaign by the Concussion Legacy Foundation to steer children under 14 into flag football and away from the contact version of the sport. The organization says children who start playing tackle football at the age of 5 have 10 times the risk of developing the degenerative brain disease, chronic traumatic encephalopathy. I think if that's close or not, that's close. I'm going to get to it right now. Compared to those who wait until they're 14. Spokesperson for CLF, the co-founder, Chris Nowitzki, said tackle football is really a man's game. It's incredibly dangerous to developing the brain. Nowitzki has continued here. He says, we now have the data that shows playing youth tackle football and developing CTE is correlated in a very similar way to smoking and developing lung cancer. We're trying to help parents visualize those two things that are equally bad. Letting your kid smoke and letting your kid play tackle football are both bad ideas. Some states, including California, New York, and Illinois, have discussed banning tackle football for children under 12. Until then, the PSA hopes to let parents know about the risks. According to the foundations, the ad released on Thursday cost $126,095 to produce. Many of the services were donated by those who have been affected by CTE, the degenerative brain disease that has been connected to repetitive blows to the head in contact sports like football and boxing. The spot's creators, Angela Campiago Harrison, whose father, Joe Campiago, played college football and developed stage 4 CTE, though he was never diagnosed with a concussion. Director Rebecca Carpenter, whose father played 10 years in the NFL and spent 3 more decades as a coach, worked for Scale. Lou Carpenter has also been diagnosed with advanced CTE. A little closer, you may find another notice that the referee in the PSA is former San Francisco 49ers linebacker Chris Borland, who retired from the NFL at the age of 24 after just one season and 2 diagnosed concussions. So that's something you need to think about. And we were talking last week, Indiana High School Athletic Association right now has a postseason tournament for flag football. I think there are 37 schools that are currently involved in that. And you may see something like that start to happen a little bit more. I've always kind of wondered why there hasn't been more flag football, or maybe even more like 7-on-7 football played in the state. But unfortunately, right now, that is not the case. So it's going to be interesting to see how all this plays out for the rest of this year. That's going to wrap it up for our show today. Thanks to our guests, who are Don Stock, who was in here early. Thanks to Adam Medder, who called us from Kuala Lumpur over in Malaysia. We're talking about the NBA in China. And also our thanks to our sponsors, who are State Farm Insurance agents Susan Casper and Tony Theophanis. So join us next week for another Inside the Huddle. So until then, I'm Ken Hartman. Take care and have a great week.
This has been Inside the Huddle on WILO, brought to you by Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance, and Tony Theophanis, State Farm Insurance in Frankfort. Join us next Saturday at 9 a.m. for another edition of Inside the Huddle on WILO.